Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Dalet. We find in Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara is talking about exactly the Geder of Derech Rechoka. So if a person, you know, is far away, beyond Modim, beyond 15 mil, but he could get there by horse, by mule, by car, by plane. Or let's say a person is within 15 mil, he's very close to the Beis Medrash, but there's traffic and he can't make it there. What's the din? So the Gemara quotes a brisa that says that if he's derech rechoka, if he's not on the derech krova, even though he could get there quicker, we go based on distance. If you're outside of Modi'in, no matter how fast you get there, you're exempt. And if you're within Modi'in, within 15 mil, even though you can't actually get there, that's considered not derech rechoka. So that's the definition based on actual distance. You find something interesting, halach lemaisa. This applies to other areas as well. How far a person needs to travel for a minyan, how far a person needs to travel for water, for netilas yadayim, of eating. So you have a steer, it seems, in the poskim, when we say you go based on distance and when you go based on time. So you have in the Berlach and Simon Kuf Samech Gimel, with respect to water for netilas yadayim of eating bread, the Berlach writes the Ramaschil Berichok Yosem Yarbam. So the Shulchan Aruch says if there's no water that's within 4 mil, you have to travel 4 mil to get it. So then you could just cover your hands with a mappa, with a handkerchief, with a towel, with a napkin, and you don't need to wash hands. But within 4 mil, you have to go seek the water. So there, the Berlach writes, Mistavra, it makes sense, the Kishunosea Begamla Percha, a flying camel, which is what he points out, maybe a postal car, or a regular car, or an airplane, or a train. If you have something, a way to get there quicker, so then he says, "Ein choshen l'fi orach haderech." You don't go based on actual distance. Elo l'fi cheshbon hazman. You go based on timing. Shel hiluch dal milim. Meaning, how long does it take to walk 4 mil? It takes 72 minutes, says the Mishnah Berurah. So now you have to travel 72 minutes, even though you have to go by car. We don't say it's, you know, you only travel 10 minutes because that's how far you would walk until you do 2 minutes. You go based on the zman. You have to travel 72 minutes to get to that water. Now, the post can point out, while it's true the Berlacha says this with respect to Netiyas Yadayim, you go based on time, when it comes to other areas of Halacha, for example, when it comes to the requirement how far one has to go for davening b'tzibur, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tzadi Sift HaZayin, they go based on actual distance, not based on time. So if a person, let's say, is staying somewhere, I don't know, out of town, and there's the closest minyan is a 72-minute walk, he doesn't have to go there. Even though by car it might take him 10 minutes, you would be exempt according to the strict letter of halacha. Now, I'm not recommending that one should travel anyways to get to the minyan, but let's just say in theory that's according to the halacha. So why by minyan we go based on distance, which is a kula? When it comes to washing hands for bread, we go based on time, which is going to be a chumra. So the Rav Ozner writes in Shevet Levi Chelik Tes Simon Lamed Zayin, he says, the reason is because when it comes to davening a minyan, as chashiv as it is, if a person misses a minyan, he's just mevatel an aseh at worst. But when it comes to a person eating bread without washing his hands, that's begeder an iser. There's an iser v'kum v'aseh, that a person eats actively without washing hands, and therefore we're more machmer when it comes to isurim, and we're more makel when it comes to aseh.